אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Yeah, that's right. So the counter-terrorism police are actually investigating their latest rant from Hizba al-Tahrir's spiritual leader. Now, it was from a speech he actually delivered at a rally in 2017, but he only uploaded it to YouTube on July 29 this year. And in the footage, he railed against the U.S. recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital, but then he went on to threaten both Jews and moderate Arab leaders who recognize Israel. Some quotes he said in the footage is that the very knife with which you cut Palestine is a criminal, infidel, hypocritical knife, and it will be turned against you. This knife, he said, will sever your heads from your bodies. And he went on about the day will come when Jews will cry blood and there will be no place for you. So this rant was referred by the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies to the New South Wales Attorney General Mark Speakman, who said he was horrified by the shocking statements of violence. It will be the first test for New South Wales' new anti-incitement laws that were introduced in 2018 following the Jewish Board of Deputies-led Keep New South Wales Safe campaign, which was initiated after then-laws were inadequate to prosecute Al-Wawa for a previous speech in 2015, in which he called all Jews corrupt and a hidden evil. But he also said the ember of jihad against the Jews will continue to burn, and the Jews will pay with blood for blood. The Jewish Board of Deputies President Leslie Berger told the Jewish News it needs to be made clear that there can be no tolerance for such bigotry in this country. He said it's outrageous that the spiritual leader of Hizb ut-Tahrir, a radical Islamist group, can deliver such an inflammatory speech and publicly threaten violence with impunity. Now, although Hizb ut-Tahrir is an Islamist political organization that seeks the creation of an Islamic caliphate and states itself that it does not advocate violence, the Executive Council of Australian Jewry said that position, quote, is plainly ludicrous when their spiritual leader speaks of the beheading of political and racial enemies and threatens the deaths of millions of Israeli Jews.
We're talking to Shane Dziadnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, Malka Laifa, I think every week there is a new development, a setback and moving on. What is the latest?
Yes, so Malka Laifa is one step closer to extradition to Australia after the alleged sexual abuser had her appeal against a May ruling that she is mentally fit to be sent back to Australia quashed by Israel's Supreme Court last week. So the decision means alleged victims Dusi Ehrlich, Nicole Meyer and Ellie Sapper must now wait until September 21 for a judgment on whether their former principal at Adas Israel School in Melbourne will be extradited to face 74 charges of child sexual abuse. Reacting to the news, Ehrlich said she and her sisters were exhilarated that finally, it seems, there is an end in sight.
Well, we'll see. I'm not sure if that's end in sight yet. And Shane, on a totally different topic, Israel and the UAE peace deal is to be signed already next Tuesday. This is history in the making.
That's right. They'll be signing the historic deal, normalizing relations, at a White House ceremony on September 15. Senior White House official confirmed. And the UAE is also reportedly planning on sending an official delegation to Israel on September 22, just a week later, to further advance the normalization efforts. And the delegation will be in reciprocation for a trip to Abu Dhabi the week before by senior Israeli and U.S. officials.
Shane, going back to our reality in Sydney and Melbourne, we are preparing for Rosh Hashanah, for Yom Kippur. Melbourne is still in a lockdown. It's been extended with some different conditions. How is the Melbourne Jewish community going to celebrate Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur?
Well, it'll have to be all online, and there are two big online events coming up, one for people going to conservative shuls and one for people who are members of progressive shuls in Melbourne. So in the lead-up to Yom Kippur, the Rabbinical Association of Australia is hosting an event to raise spiritual awareness and provide moral support during this year's daunting High Holy Days, a period in which synagogues in Victoria will remain closed. It's called Night to Unite, and it'll be live streamed on Zoom on September 22nd from 8 to 9 p.m. at people can join in by going to tinyurl.com/night to unite. And the president, Rabbi Yaakov Glassman, said this will be an extremely rare opportunity to hear Jewish voices from all across Australasia sharing words of inspiration in a true spirit of unity as many of us prepare for a very different High Holy Days. It'll have representatives from each state, and it'll also feature soul-stirring melodies sung by internationally renowned Chazan Brett Kay of the St. Kilda Hebrew Congregation. And in another event called virtualmishpacha.org.au, the Victoria Progressive Judaism has created an event that enables anyone to take part in a high holiday service regardless of whether they are a member of an affiliated congregation. The president, Philip Bliss, said the program was developed out of concern that a lot of Jews in Melbourne and around the country would be deprived of experiencing the joy and the solemnity that we all look forward to over the Yomim Noraim. So Melbourne's four progressive congregations, Temple Beth Israel, Etz Chaim, the Leo Bake Center, and Kedem, have coordinated this event, under which any Progressive Judaism Victoria member can join in, but also non-members of a progressive congregation can also sign up to participate.
So it's definitely going to be Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, with a difference. We can't have big celebrations. Many people are not going to attend any services in the synagogues, especially around Victoria. And those in New South Wales, you have to book in advance if you would like to attend services. Shandy Ziatnik, Senior Journalist, The Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much. Shana Tova, and have a great week. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.